Chris Lynch and Canterbury Mornings. Entertaining, informing and fighting for Canterbury. Weekday mornings on Newstalk ZB.
We now return to last night's leaders' debate. Who won? Who got it right? Who was lying? Who was doing their best? Well, we thought we'd bring on Suzanne Masefield, the body language expert, to seek some clarity. Suzanne, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Chris?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you on the program. What did you see last night? Who was telling the truth? What was the main points of body language you took away?
Okay, well, it was very interesting because it was quite a different sort of debate last night. And John Key actually started very weak. He was very protective in his body language. He had his feet tucked underneath his chair, whereas David Cunliffe was actually quite strong at the start, and he had a very wide stance. His feet were very grounded, and he came across very strongly from a leadership perspective with his gestures. It did sort of change in the middle, and John Key seemed to get his momentum coming up, and he started to elevate his leadership aspects with very strong hand gestures, which is pretty much his baseline, where you actually have them perpendicular, using quite a lot of hand gestures with thumbs up, whereas David Cunliffe started to get much more aggressive and demanding with his body language. So he had a lot more palm down gestures. So he started to lose a lot of energy in the middle, David Cunliffe, although he was coming across quite aggressive. Generally, people don't warm to that. And then towards the end, they sort of came together quite similarly. But I generally rate people from a warmth and, you know, likability perspective and strength and confidence and their ability to influence and warm, you know, influence over other people. So John Key, I gave him 5 for warmth and likability. And a lot of that was because he had a very, you know, protective stance at the beginning. And he also was very protective around the GCSB.
We know what you mean.
Yeah, with a lot of lip pressing, playing with his hands, eyelid blinking, and deflecting away from the questions. He didn't actually answer questions directly, which is something that he's been doing quite a bit lately. And there are quite a lot of micro expressions of fear and nervousness when he was asked those questions. So he got a 5 from a warmth perspective, and David Cunliffe also got a 5 because he was quite personable and open and showed a lot of very strong, powerful body language from a leadership perspective with a big, wide stance. His legs were quite wide. He took up a lot of space, but he started to get very aggressive, pointing fingers, head jutting, and had a lot of power body language stances and a lot of hand clasping as well. So he didn't have, you know, although he gained in one area, from a strength point of view, I gave him an 8, and I gave John Key a 7 mm-hmm. because of how they were coming across. And from an influential point of view, I think John Key really got an 8 because his leadership positions always come across very, very strongly. But a lot of how he was communicating when he talked about policy, his eyes went off. Just looking straight ahead, and it was very monotone tone, which generally suggests that someone is very rehearsed rather than it being engaging. And for David Cunliffe, he got an 8 for his strength and confidence because he had a lot of very good power stances. But his influence and ability to win over people was a 6 because people generally don't warm to aggression and power dominant types of body language. Although he was coming across powerfully, that can take away a lot of the edge.
Now, it's interesting you say that, Suzanne, because I noticed John Key had a lot of arm movements and hand gestures, gesturing towards David Cunliffe last night. Is that the sign of somebody in a stronger position, or is that a sign of somebody who wants to get a point across and so they've been trained to use more hand gestures, as the case was with Obama, for example?
I certainly think that John Key has had some coaching around his hand gestures. They're very definite as to when they come up. And at the end, when they were having the handshake, it was very interesting because David Cunliffe, actually neither of them looked at each other until very, very briefly, and David Cunliffe had an arm barrier just keeping himself away from John Key and actually had his shoulder up, which is sort of giving him the cold shoulder, and moved his hand across to greet John Key, whereas John Key came right into David's space, which is taking power over the other person.
Suzanne,
so, you know, there was quite a lot of power jostling going on, apart from the obvious over-talking and, you know, the times when they actually got quite agitated around things. You could actually see what was happening in the body language. But it was very interesting that they hardly looked at each other at all during the debate.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you. As a body language expert, do you believe both leaders would have been told not to engage eye contact too much? Does that show a weakness or something? Because at some point, you almost thought that both leaders were just talking to Mike Hosking, that the other leader didn't recognise the other one was in the room. Is that sending a message, do you think? And if so, what?
Well, eye contact is obviously about connection, but it can be used to actually dominate or, you know, sort of take power over somebody. I wouldn't imagine they would be coached not to look at each other. If they were, it's probably not a great idea to do that. But yes, obviously they need to direct their responses to Mike, and that's the best way to get their message across. You know, there are a couple of real sort of key points where when John Key was talking about Chris Bishop going to beat Trevor Mallard, you know, that was really quite interesting because obviously Trevor Mallard has held a strong position, and John Key said it with a very clear tone, but he showed micro expressions of fear. You know, his lips stretched, and then he went into a lip pressing pacifier, so that suggested that he didn't totally believe what he was actually saying.
Lip pressing, I ain't getting much of that, that's for sure. Suzanne Masefield, always nice to speak with you. You are the best in the business by far, body language expert. And of course, you've got a new online body language conscious communications course called Signals to Success.
Yeah.
Don't we need that? How do we find out more information about that, Suzanne?
Well, you can actually go to the website, which is www.signalstosuccess.com. And I think I've made available to your listeners a free body language cheat sheet, which is very useful for personal relationships, but also for negotiations, sales, interactions, leadership, any form of management. This is being used around the country with lots of big companies as well as individuals. I've actually got a special on at the moment, which will be only going for the next week. It's usually, you know, a pretty high price, but it's actually on a special at the moment. So, you know, that's something that people can actually gain more about, learning about body language and how they can come across more effectively in presentations or increasing their business opportunities. Well, very, very effective.
When we have you on the show, I know that Russ gets inundated with callers wanting to know your address. So always nice talking to you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chris.
All the best. That is body language expert Suzanne Masefield.